very difficult to maintain the independence of the gospel. It's very difficult to maintain the independence of scripture from your contemporary culture. And in treating congregants like they're Americans first, instead of Christians first, you'll tend to give American answers to this. What I think it illuminates very importantly is the power of the social gospel movement, not only at the beginning of the contraception movement in the 20s and 30s, but really up till today. It's difficult to have an independent of our culture confrontation with scripture. And I think that the lion's share of the reason Protestant churches haven't taken this up as a moral issue is because it really ceased to be a moral issue in America. A subsidiary reason, I would say, is that people don't want to appear Catholic. So since the Catholic Church is kind of known for its position on anti-contraception and the need for fruitful marriage and to avoid the problem of mutual use in sex, you know, people just want to avoid the Catholic position. So they treat it as an outlier and avoid, you know, engaging it.